This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
BJ and Jamie.
Let's get to this Gene Hackman story.
Boy, it took some turns yesterday, didn't it?
Confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't even guess what happened. I mean, I feel like that maybe that they were both like poisoned or some kind of leak, or even though they're saying there's no gas detected, and they both passed out in different places.
And the odds of that seems very slim to me, but here's a theory that I got, okay? Mm-hmm. I think it might be a Romeo and Juliet type situation. I think that he came in. All right, the latest is this. They found Gene Hackman, his wife, and dog all dead. The dog was in a kennel. The wife was in the bathroom.
They said a closet.
Yeah, in a closet, yeah.
They had a kennel in a closet.
Oh, I never heard the kennel.
Yeah, he was locked up in there. The dog probably starved to death because he said that the bodies had been there for a long time. Okay, so we're talking weeks. So the dog probably starved to death.
Oh, that's awful.
Or maybe even, hydration or something like that. The wife they found in the bathroom, and they had pills all over the place on the counter. He was found in the mud room. So the theory I'm seeing is that possibly he died first. She was so traumatized that she took all these pills.
I feel like she didn't feel well. She went to the medicine cabinet, tried to find some like pills or whatever to make her feel better, and then she just passed out before she could get the pills, and that's why they're spilled everywhere.
Nobody knows for sure,
nobody
right?
Knows.
All right, the daughter, she's 58 years old. She says she hasn't talked to her dad in months.
Oh, really?
Months.
Huh.
So she had no idea. And supposedly, they have not been sighted or seen in weeks upon weeks, possibly even a couple of months. So they don't know how long they've been there. They said they were mummified.
She was.
I heard they both were. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what the real story is? But they'd been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they were both there pretty much the same period of time, whatever. And they said there was a space heater that her head was next to in the bathroom. In a mansion like that, you're using a space heater?
Yeah, and she knocked it over when she fell.
Yeah, that's what it said.
That's a little weird, too. But this sprawling ranch they have down there in Santa Fe, it's just amazing to me that nobody checked on them over the past couple of months.
And then it was, and you know who found him? Not only the maintenance guy, but they said that was the pesticide guy.
Yeah.
I think the pesticide guy got him.
You think so?
No.
He sprayed him?
Yeah, he sprayed him. He sprayed him. Watch this.
Is he the person on the 911 call?
I think that guy is the maintenance
guy. Yeah, that's like the caretaker of their entire neighborhood.
The caretaker of the estate.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Santa Fe 911. What is it? It's an emergency.
Hello. My name is the caretaker for Santa Fe Summit. I'm here about past 10,000 ways. I think we just found one deceased person inside the house. What's that, Mr.?
There's no address.
I'm going to wait for you at the gate.
Oh, hold this patient.
I have no idea.
You don't know? Okay, that's fine. Is the patient a male or a female?
a female and a male. Probably, I don't know. I don't know if I should send somebody up here.
Man, that would freak you out.
They said you don't have the address, and he goes, "There's no address on here, and there's a reason why." He was really good. He didn't want to tell him it was a celebrity.
Oh, he didn't.
Yeah, he said there's not an address on here, and there's a reason why.
It's such a mystery.
I know.
I mean, we don't have answers, but it appears that carbon monoxide thing is kind of ruled out right
Correct.
Now, right?
Yeah, it sure
And
is.
The daughter actually came out yesterday. I think you read it, Jamie, that she thought it was that. We all did.
Yeah.
Because you see it too often where that ends up being the reason when you've got a group of people that all die at once.
It's bizarre. It's just really weird. I mean, I agree. Maybe, you know, like he, but she died first because we know that because they said her body was more mummified than his.
I didn't see that.
So that's the only thing. So I don't know.
The theory of the Romeo and Juliet thing is not my theory. It's something I heard early this morning out of New York. That a detective was talking about it, and he said that's what he thought it was, that he had died of a stroke or a heart attack or something like that in the mudroom, so he probably just came in from outside, that he died. She was so traumatized. She took all these pills, maybe took them over a period of time, and then she died.
All we know is that they both have fallen. That's all we know. They both fell to and they passed out. That's why the heater was like knocked over by her head, and that's why his sunglasses were on the ground in the mudroom is because they both fell.
And yesterday, one of the biggest mysteries of all this was how does two people and a dog die? Okay, that's why we thought carbon monoxide, right? But now it turns out that we found out that the dog is actually in a kennel locked up. That's why he died and the other two survived because they're running on the property, which you can hear in this phone call.
Yeah, you can.
You can hear the dogs in there. Just
this
a
is
wild
weird
story.
Yeah, I know, right?
Man, I mean, it's almost like Gene Hackman, one of the biggest Hollywood stars there is. He goes out like a Hollywood movie. Mystery drama, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's so weird. I don't know.
All right. Well, that's the latest update. Nobody knows for sure. So I guess we'll find out more over the weekend as they continue to search this thing and dig
the
into it. You know, it's really weird.
It's going to take a while.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.